crossroads in my life, and I really don't know which way to go. So I'll just sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Do my best to waste another day. Sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Do my best to waste another day. Sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Let the warm air melt these blues away.
Country 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Downsville, Pepin. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden headed to New Orleans today to see where Shamsuddin Jabbar drove his car into a crowded Bourbon Street, killing 14 people early New Year's morning.
Investigators say Jabbar traveled to New Orleans twice in the months before the attack. He also traveled to Egypt and to Canada in 2023. Authorities now investigating whether those trips could be related to his radicalization.
That's ABC's Allison Kosick. This is January 6th, the four-year anniversary of the violent Capitol riot and the day that Congress will certify the results of the 2024 election. A blast of snow and ice making travel dangerous in some parts of the country. Blizzard conditions reported in parts of Kansas, Missouri, and Kentucky. The storm moving eastward toward Washington, D.C. today. At the Carter Center in Atlanta, an honor guard patrols where former President Jimmy Carter lies in repose. Tomorrow, the casket arrives in Washington. A state funeral will be held on Thursday. This is ABC News.
Struggling with back taxes or unfiled returns? Owe the IRS $10,000 or more? With the IRS ramping up enforcement, taxpayers across the country are turning to tax relief helpers. Call 800-885-0622 now. End IRS stress today. Stop collection efforts, wage garnishments, and sleepless nights. Tax relief helpers can help you or your business settle your tax debt quickly and affordably. Call the Tax Relief Helpers hotline at 800-885-0622. That's 800-885-0622. Start your relief today.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Bills piling up? Rent due? Just need some extra cash to get by? Then you need to go to GetCash.com, where you can get approved for a loan of up to $10,000 in minutes. No need to search through endless loan sites. GetCash.com is one of the largest lender networks. They can help anyone get up to $10,000 regardless of their credit score. Best part? The money can be in your bank account as soon as the next day. When you need fast cash help, go to GetCash.com. That's GetCash.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange Friday, milk markets were higher. February up 9 to 2057, March up 7 to 2021, April up 11 to 1977, May milk up 4 at 1934. Cheese markets were higher. Barrels up a half to 183. 40-pound blocks up three quarters to 192. Three trade a barrel, four trade a block on the day. Cash butter up three quarters to 250. 5 1/4, five trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down a quarter to 136 and three quarters, one trade. Dry whey steady at 75. And one trade on the day. Live cattle markets were mostly lower, with the exception of the nearby month, which was higher due to higher box beef prices. Feeder cattle, though, mostly lower. A risk-off type of trade and a lot of profit-taking happening in the feeder cattle markets on the day. Hog markets mostly lower, even though there was some strength in pork cutout values. Traders moved prices lower on a risk-off type of trade and continued demand concerns. February live cattle up 45 cents to 194.05. January feeder cattle down $1.65 to 264.82. February hogs down 37 cents to 80.77. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all mostly lower, with a broad risk-off type of trade across the grain complex on the day. Weekly export sales were soft in corn, beans, and also in wheat. Also, soybean product prices were also sharply lower. That led to a big drop in soybeans, which led the entire grain complex lower. March corn down 8 3/4 to 450 3/4. New crop down 5 3/4 to 440 3/4. January beans down 18 1/2 to 981. New crop down 19 3/4 to 1008 1/4. Chicago wheat, March down 16 1/2 to 529 1/4. May down 16 1/2 to 541. Minneapolis wheat, March down 11 3/4 to 577 3/4. That's a check of national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Grain bids from Elsevia Co-op Durand. Cash corn at $3.97. New crop $3.81. Cash beans $9.07. February $9.07. March $9.12. And new crop $9.18. Big River Resources Boyceville. January, February, and March corn all at $4.12 3/4. New crop $3.90 3/4. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia cash corn at $4.16. February $4.11. New crop $3.92. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn $3.95, new crop $3.90, cash beans $9.11, new crop $9.33. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn $4.03, new crop $3.91, cash beans $9.07, new crop at $9.18. Red Wing Grains, cash corn $4.23, April at $4.39, May $4.41, and new crop at $4.01, March beans $9.51, April $9.69, May $9.71, new crop at $9.50. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn $4.00, new crop $3.82, cash beans $9.18, new crop $9.35. Cattle markets from Equity. Beef fed cattle 184 to 204. Holstein fed cattle 162 to 177. Market cows 93 to 120. Bulls 125 to 155. Calves 400 to 950. Beef steers 90 to 335. Holstein steers at 167 to 270. Sheep markets, light lambs 230 and down. Ewes 175 and down. Goat markets, does 215 and down. Bucks 325 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
I'm at the movies, asking people if they'll switch seats with me for $574.
Here, take mine.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
Too much work.
Not if you call them. They handle the switching.
Now that's a plot twist.
Check Allstate first, and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small. Loud or quiet. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine and a high near 20. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 8 degrees. Sunshine, upper teens for Tuesday. Partly cloudy, single digits Tuesday night. On Wednesday, partly sunny, we'll see a high near 16 degrees. Thursday's high, 24. For Friday, a high around 27 and mid-20s on Saturday. That's weather on WRDN.
Right now, 6 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Oh. black as a fairy. Got the grail, got the eyes, offered as a sacrifice. FBI, CIA, if they've seen her, they ain't saying no news. Still no news.
The country music you grew up with. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Vince Gill, What the Cowgirls Do, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Monday morning, good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the single digits across the region this morning. Could see temperatures warming up to near 20 today, and we'll have more details with our ag weather forecast next hour. Also next hour, we're going to learn about the Peter Principle. What's that? Well, our NAFB colleague Dennis Guy from Canada will explain what the Peter Principle is. That's coming up next hour in our News Banker segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Even with the administration change, it will likely keep USDA's H5N1 monitoring in place for dairy. We'll talk about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean. soybean.org.
The USDA's H5N1 monitoring program set the lofty goal of eradicating the virus from U.S. dairy herds. Lucas Sostrom with the government affairs team at Edge Dairy Cooperative says the average producer shouldn't feel much impact from the program.
Unless, of course, their herd is positive and they wouldn't have found that before. That's maybe good monitoring, maybe catch things faster. And USDA has stated that their goal is to stamp this out. So I can tell you across our 9 states, we have been asked to provide feedback. We'll be providing feedback. And across our 9 states, they're kind of all the same as what I described. Doing it at the silo level is a problem. We turn over those milk silos at the processing plant fast. And so the trace back actually becomes more of a burden than necessary. Doing it at the milk truck level is a lot more samples, but maybe that's faster. And then doing it at the farm level, I think, is just probably impossible, but ultimately it's up to the states on how they want to do it, the percentage they want to get, and we'll learn from these first 6 states as we go forward.
While U.S. dairy farmers support the idea of eradicating H5N1, there are some concerns about how to do it.
It's a new endeavor for us, and I think what we're most resistant to is just the making sure that the ends and the means match up. What is the goal here? Okay, USDA wants to stamp this disease out. Everybody wants this out. Dairy farmers, our poultry industry, we would all love this disease not to be affecting us, but what's the best and most effective way to do that? And I think that's where we're trying to help our processors and ultimately our farmers figure out what is the most effective way to get to that goal, or, you know, is that the most reasonable goal?
Sostrom doesn't think a new administration in the White House will mean a lot of changes to the surveillance program.
If there's a vaccine coming soon, is this only going to be a short-term pilot? And so I'm sure USDA is weighing all that. We have a new administration coming in, but this is, I would say, very scientifically focused, and we're not guessing that there will be much change with the administration change. However, that's always possible. We want to preserve our foreign markets, and when we're talking about tariffs and other things with other countries, how we talk about this and when we talk about it and why we talk about it becomes more important. So even that USDA is doing a surveillance program, we just kind of want to be supportive in helping them build the best thing they can, because if they're saying this is to preserve export markets, I just hope dairy farmers realize whether you ship to the cheese plant down the road or one that's shipping to Mexico every single day, this affects our milk price no matter who you are and where you are.
Lucas Sostrom with Edge Dairy Cooperative and the Minnesota Milk Producers Association. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty, even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-549-TERM, 866-549-TERM, 866-549-TERM.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine and a high near 20. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 8 degrees. Sunshine, upper teens for Tuesday. Partly cloudy, single digits Tuesday night. On Wednesday, partly sunny, we'll see a high near 16 degrees. Thursday's high, 24. For Friday, a high around 27 and mid-20s on Saturday. That's weather on WRDN.
Right now, 6 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Sometimes I'm the guy with the boys kicking it back, or the guy with a guitar singing on a country track.
I might be the guy with an ice cold can, stirring up dust on some old farmland. When I walk into the party with you, girl, you change all that. And I'm just the guy with the girl everybody wants to know, wishing you were there alone, wondering how I ever got your little hand in mine, looking over at you like, ain't she beautiful? I'm invisible, but I stand right there and smile. You're right beside me, oh, and I see the same thing I see. But I don't mind being the guy with the girl. Watching them do the way they do. They come walking up to me, but they only want to talk to you. And I don't blame them that they're hypnotized. They keep staring at your heartbreak eyes. It's like their heart starts stopping when you come walking into the room. And I turn into the guy with the girl everybody wants to know, wishing you were there.
Barking like a dog, howling at the moon. You'd be mad as a no-wit hen. Up all night, wondering where I'd been. I'd fall down and say, come help me, honey. You laughed out loud, I guess you thought it was funny. But I sobered up, I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking. Now I'm painting the house and I'm mending the fence. I guess I've gone and lost all my good sense. Too much work, it's hard for your health. I could have died drinking, now I'm killing myself. And I'm feeding the dog, sacking the trash. It's honey do this, honey do that. I sobered up and I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking. And I'm mowing the grass, and you made me a list, and I'm busting my wheel. All broke down, tail's been dragging. It's a rough old life up here on the wagon. I'm feeding the dog, sacking the trash. It's honey do this, honey do that. I sobered up and I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking. Yeah, I sobered up, now I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Toby Keith, you ain't much fun here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. On this Monday morning, temperatures in the single digits. Farmers, this reminder, there's a pretty important workshop coming up. This will be on January 17th on a Friday, starting at 9:30 at the Dunn County Extension Office. It's going to be a farm succession workshop, something that I know it's always kind of hard to talk about, but something that probably needs to be discussed. And in the workshop, Joey Kirkpatrick and Kelly Wolfert from the Extension Outreach will provide a framework to help farmers identify the legal risks in farm succession and estate planning and at least begin those discussions. Again, this workshop will be on January 17th from 9:30 to 12:30 at the Dunn County Extension Service in Menominee. If you'd like more information or to register, you can contact the Dunn County Extension Service or any Extension Service office for that matter. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by John Deere, proud sponsor of the FP Next podcast. A decision last week by a U.S. District Court in Texas paused the reporting requirements under the Corporate Transparency Act once again, meaning businesses are no longer required to file additional ownership information with Uncle Sam. For now, I'll have more after this.
Any age, any make, any model. Any way you look at it, you can get the right part at the right price by stopping by the one parts counter at your local John Deere dealership. Whether you need to replace a worn part or just need to stock up on maintenance and replacement parts, you can find it all at the one parts counter. Knowledgeable, friendly staff will help you choose from genuine John Deere, Reman, or A&I parts. Do yourself and your machine a favor. Stop by the one parts counter today at your local John Deere dealership.
Kurt and Sarah here, your hosts for the FP Next podcast. This week on the season finale of FP Next.
The No New Farm Bill in 2024 affected a lot of USDA programs in the U.S. And I think that's one of those things that's going to continue to be a hot topic in 2025.
Our goal, and we can't make any promises, to get some of these new cabinet appointments on our podcast with the Trump administration and, you know, kind of unveil some of their thoughts on farm policy. I think that would, and it would be very interesting for our listeners. Hear this and more from your friends at FP Next, powered by John Deere.
The Corporate Transparency Act, passed in 2021, was designed to combat financial crimes by requiring businesses to report their beneficial ownership information. However, the law has been embroiled in legal disputes that have repeatedly delayed enforcement. Most recently, a December ruling from a U.S. District Court in Texas issued a nationwide preliminary injunction, halting the enforcement of the Corporate Transparency Act's reporting requirements. However, the government quickly appealed, which led to conflicting decisions within the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. Then, in late December, a motions panel briefly reinstated those compliance requirements, prompting regulators to extend filing deadlines to January 13th of this year. But within days, a separate panel vacated that decision, reinstating the nationwide injunction and making reporting voluntary once again. Adding to the uncertainty, the U.S. Solicitor General appealed to the Supreme Court on December 31st, seeking to overturn that injunction or at least limit its scope. Oral arguments in the Fifth Circuit are scheduled for March of 2025, and the Supreme Court may intervene sooner if it chooses to accept the case. For farmers and ranchers, this legal back and forth has created confusion. Many agricultural businesses structured as LLCs or corporations may need to report their beneficial ownership information if the injunction is lifted. Compliance requirements include detailed disclosures about ownership and control, which some view as burdensome. Zippy Duval, president of the American Farm Bureau Federation, expressed relief at the delay, stating, quote, "The latest court decision to postpone the filing requirements is the right thing to do, but the legal back and forth created a stressful holiday season for many farm families." For now, reporting remains voluntary, but businesses should prepare for the possibility of reinstated deadlines. Penalties for noncompliance can be steep, up to nearly $600 per day in fines and potentially criminal charges if the violations are intentional. I'll be back after this.
When it comes to farming and family, the most important thing is laying down roots. Hey, it's Matthew from Bluff Country Feed and Seed in Mondovi, and we want to help you grow your roots. From planting to harvest, we can help you lay your foundation through quality feed, seed, fertilizer, and great service. We know how to help because we know Bluff Country. At Bluff Country, we understand the importance of strong roots in the community and the relationships we build. So plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Yes, the future of the Corporate Transparency Act remains uncertain, with key legal decisions expected in the coming months. For now, however, farmers and ranchers can hold off on filing ownership reports, but they should stay informed about developments in this rapidly changing regulatory environment. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by John Deere, proud sponsor of the FP Next podcast. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Do you have an idea for a book? Fiction, nonfiction, or a children's book? We can help you put it together and bring it to market at Dorrance Publishing. We have thousands of testimonials from people just like you that we've helped get their books sold in stores and online. We've even got a service called The Writer's Coach. It's perfect for people that have a book idea in their head and they just need someone to help them put it on paper. Dorrance Book Publishing has been helping people just like you who have a book idea, written or not, for over 100 years. Imagine being counted among the most famous authors in the world with your very own book. Call right now and let us help you turn a book idea into reality. It's easier than you think. You just need a little help. Call us now.
800-879-4098. 800-879-4098. 800-879-4098. That's 800-879-4098.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
On my heels, trying to find me something better here on the streets of Bakersfield. Hey, you don't know me, but you don't like me. Say you care less how I feel, but how many of you that sit and judge me ever walk the streets of Bakersfield? $15 from that man. Left him my watch and my old house key. Don't want folks thinking that I'd steal. And I thanked him as I was leaving, and I headed out for Bakersfield. Hey, you don't know me, but you don't like me. Say you care less how I feel. Judge me. Ever walk the streets of Bakersfield? Hey, you don't know me, but you don't like me. Say you care less how I feel. But how many of you that sit and judge me? Ever walk the streets of Bakersfield? How many of you that sit and judge me? Walk the streets of Bakersfield.
mean to get ahead of where we are. Don't mean to act a little nervous around you. Just a little nervous about my heart. Cause it's been a while since I felt this feeling. But everything that you do gives me. It's been too long since somebody whispered. My reputation for cynicism. Been a jaded lady when it comes to love. Oh, baby, just to feel this feeling. Everything that you do gives me. It's been too long since somebody whispered.
For local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Well, so you're standing in the middle of the thunder and lightning. I know you're feeling like you just can't win, but you're trying. It's hard to keep on keeping on when you're being pushed around. Don't even know which way is up. You just keep spinning down, round, down. Every storm runs out of rain, just like every dark night turns into day. Every heartache will fade away, just like every storm runs out of rain. So hold your head up and tell yourself that there's something more. Walk out that door. Go find a new rose. Don't be afraid of the thorns, cause we all have thorns. Just put your feet up to the edge. Put your face in the wind.
set you free.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. USDA will crack down on poultry operations looking for relief from bird flu losses and will require a biosecurity audit before insuring birds against future avian influenza outbreaks. The new requirement from USDA is an effort to stamp out the nearly three-year-old outbreak that's claimed 128 million birds nationwide. As the outbreak spreads, the public costs begin and continue to rise. If you haven't noticed, egg prices have moved sharply higher due to continued outbreaks of the avian influenza in laying hens and also the resulting loss of those laying hens due to those outbreaks. John Deere collectors from across the U.S. and Canada will be at the Classic Green Reunion June 12th through the 14th at the Washington County Fair Park and Conference Center in West Bend. We're thrilled to welcome this event to Wisconsin, America's agriculture tourism destination, said Sheila Everhart, executive director of the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association. The family-friendly event will feature more than 1,000 exhibits of tractors, implements, engines, toys, and memorabilia, all surrounding John Deere. Admission will include access to the exhibits, working demonstrations, seminars, kids' activities, and a daily tractor parade. Friedrich Merz, a German conservative leader, is considered the frontrunner to become the next chancellor of Germany. He wants the European Union to make another attempt at a free trade deal once Donald Trump is back in the Oval Office. We need a positive agenda with the U.S., which would benefit both American and European consumers, said Merz. A new European-American joint free trade initiative could halt a dangerous spiral of tariffs. The Financial Times says it's not clear what kind of reaction he'll receive from Washington. Trump halted negotiations on the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership once a planned trade agreement between the EU and the U.S. Trump made the decision soon after taking office and imposed tariffs on European imports in the last time he was in office. In a sign of potential disagreements in the months ahead, President-elect Trump warned that the U.S. would impose tariffs on EU goods unless it bought more American oil and gas. The NCTA, or Rural Broadband Association, released its 2024 Broadband Internet Availability Survey report. The group says it capped off a year in which NCTA members made strides in developing and delivering robust and reliable high-speed internet to most rural parts of the U.S. Despite operating in rural areas where the average density is less than 7 locations per mile, approximately 89% of respondents' customers on average can now receive downstream speeds greater than or equal to 100 megabytes per second, up from 84% in 2023. Now, more than 76% of customers on average have access to gigabyte downstream speeds. Upload speeds continue to increase as well. Over 67% of respondents' customers on average subscribe to 100 megabytes per second broadband or better, up from just under 60% in January 2023. Deployment costs, though, remain the largest expansion barrier. Many farmers do know that they need to make plans for the farm succession, but maybe you're not sure where to start, or maybe you've had a few conversations with your family or farming partners, but the conversation drifts to other more pressing matters about the operation. Now, there'll be a workshop on farm succession with Joey Kilpatrick and Kelly Wolfert from the UW Extension. It will provide a framework to help farms identify legal risks in farm succession and estate planning and to begin those first conversations around succession planning. There will be a workshop on January 17th from 9:30 to 12:30 in Menominee at the Dunn County Extension Office. The workshops are free. Space is limited. They would like a registration in advance. For more information, just contact your local Extension Office. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-917-8730. 800-917-8730. 800-917-8730. That's 800-917-8730.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine and a high near 20. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 8 degrees. Sunshine, upper teens for Tuesday. Partly cloudy, single digits Tuesday night. On Wednesday, partly sunny, we'll see a high near 16 degrees. Thursday's high, 24. For Friday, a high around 27 and mid-20s on Saturday. That's weather on WRDN.
Right now, 6 degrees.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
She was storming through the house that day, and I could tell she was leaving. And I thought, oh, she'll be back, till she turned around and pointed at the wall and said, that picture from our honeymoon, that night in Frisco Bay, just give it away. She said, give it away. And that big four-poster king-size bed, where so much love was made, just give it away. She said, just give it away. Just give it away. There ain't nothing in this house worth fighting over. Oh, and we're both tired of fighting anyway. So just give it away. So I tried to move on, but I found that each woman I held just reminded me of that day. When that front door swung wide open, she flung her diamond ring, said, give it away, just give it away. And I said, now honey, don't you even want your half of everything? She said, give it away, just give it away, just give it away. Nothing in this house worth fighting over. Oh, and we're both tired of fighting anyway. Just give it away. Thank you.
still right here where she left me, along with all the other things she don't care about anymore. Like that picture from our honeymoon that night in Frisco Bay, she said, give it away. Well, I can't give it away. That big four poster king size bed where all our love was made, she said, give it away. Well, I can't give it away. I've got a furnished house, a diamond ring, and a lonely broken heart full of love, and I can't even give it away.
Familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A massive snowstorm moving eastward, putting